Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Week 20, day one, and Vinny can hear himself.
Does it work? It does work. We fixed it. We found the problem. Someone touched something. Goodness.
Yeah, there's going to be hell to pay at the Hassan household. I mean, come on, quit touching the stuff, man.
Listen, right now, I'm not going to sidetrack us for more than a second here, but that youngest kid is a riot, dude. I don't know what this, I don't know if she did it. I don't want to blame her, but.
Let's blame her.
She's got this, she gets this, when you go no, she gets this look on, this little smile on her face, and she just waits a second, and you watch her. You're watching her as she's smiling and getting ready to do the thing you just told her not to do. It's unbelievable, this little, the like, little devious, you know.
Okay, let's just see how far I can push this.
I'll wait 1 second. All right, now I'm turning around. You don't see me, right? Even though you're looking right at me, I'm going, smiling the whole time, like, yee.
What's this guy going to do?
It's unbelievable. Anyway, I don't know if she touched it or if it got touched while someone was redecorating.
Happens, right. I was a little concerned to hear that there's a knob missing.
You didn't need to say that into a microphone. Thank you, though.
I just made that up.
It probably
came like that. Listen, I guess I'm trolling your wife because I've seen a couple of posts. Like, did she run some virtual race? Because there's a picture. There's a picture of her with the one kid, like, in a you know, Long John's, you know, the riot one, mm-hmm. the Hulk baby.
Yeah, Hulk,
like,
baby.
With this look on her face like, hey, you guys, wait a minute.
I'm chasing you down, yeah. I'm in Crocs, no less. Right.
The ultimate running shoe.
Right. No.
What could go wrong?
So Wharf to Wharf is an annual event here in Santa Cruz. It's one of the best races. It's super fun. It has a ton of personality, and I've run it a bunch of times. The missus has made it one of her regular runs. And, I mean, as you guys know, we've been, A, in lockdown, but also, B, we just had a kid. Well, actually, she turns 2 this month. But for the most part, the missus hasn't been running like she normally would. So this race was coming up. It ended up ultimately being canceled changed, and right. It was run virtually. So everyone was sent numbers, and they were sent T-shirts and all the gear that you'd get for a race, and you're supposed to use your Garmin. Have you heard this story yet?
No, I mean, I know about the Garmin to track your stuff.
Oh,
is
no,
that
no,
how
no.
Everyone.
Garmin was hacked, and they're being held hostage for $10 million at the moment.
Oh, my God, no.
So one of the things about Garmin is that they are the, you know, for example, in this particular race, they were the official use item or the way to track your run, post
Unreal.
It.
Unreal.
So not only that, but Garmin's also used for a lot of things, including, I think, police. Like, this is, their systems are down. They were,
I think
everyone's kind of familiar with this hack hostage thing.
Uh-huh.
Wink. We know about it. So it is one of those things that's been, seems to be happening now. And Garmin's currently, I don't know if they paid it. I don't know if they're back up. But anyway,
because some places refuse and try to do workarounds. Mm-hmm. And other places are just like, F it. They cop up the money. And then I guess, I don't know, they get a new IT department that will make that not happen again.
I don't know.
So Garmin's down for this race.
So, well, Garmin's just been down for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
They're just being, and I don't think the two things are
related.
It's just, you know, unfortunate timing. Anyway, the point is the missus really started training here in the last month, trying to get ready for the race. She set a goal for herself, unbeknownst to me. I didn't know, you know, parents don't get to talk anymore once you start dealing with kids, and especially when you're stuck in the house with them, it just becomes, you're just trying to survive it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she said, I'm going to go run the race virtually Saturday morning. She said, you guys can come up to the track near the house and cheer me on as I get to the end. And I was like, all right. So we did. And that's what you're seeing in the post. I also posted it. She ran a seven minute, 19 second pace for 6 miles, which is really fast, especially when you haven't been running. Yeah, she's fast. But I'm really proud of her and impressed. She put together a good run, and she's stoked. Like, you could see it on her. She was really happy. So that's what you're seeing there.
She had all her hurry up gear on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, she's still. I mean, unfortunately, that's just not something that's so far down the list of priorities that that's no longer happening. Oh. But she loves that hurry up thing that we started. She was into it. She had a blog
it's super fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny as F. I still giggle about that from time to time.
Well, I mean, if you know the origins, right. If you know the origins of it,
I'm waiting for you to finish this marathon. Hurry up.
Then it's very cute. Absolutely. Or cute or not cute, but either way.
No, it is cute. It's funny as hell.
So that's one of the things that we did. She ran that race virtually, got the time she was aiming for, and we sort of celebrated with a jog around. I'm taking the photo that you're seeing there of the three girls running.
Yeah, that is a classic. That's a keeper. That should go up on the wall somewhere. Like, your
agreed.
Life is jumping for joy. Isla's like, so how long are we gonna do this for? You know, running around, and Hulk baby's just like,
yeah,
let me, I need to be with you. Stop running so fast.
I know. It's yeah.
Oh my god, that kid is so funny.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, funny from where I'm sitting, not having to deal with her every day.
No, she's awesome. She's actually, and you know what? Anybody could bitch about anything right now, right? But actually, she sleeps most days 2 to 3 hours for a nap, and all night, most nights.
Good girl.
Which is all you can hope for, right?
Mm-hmm. I was watching, I think it was on John Oliver's show, they did like a roundup of people in media bitching about having little kids at their houses.
Oh.
Like, it's, I was just like they want, you know, they're like, oh, if I don't throw my kids out the window, hearty har har. You know, it's, I cannot tell you. It's one of those things I'm most grateful for that my kids have done all their growing up.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, honestly, Riley cooked for us all weekend, and the other one, I just saw him in the kitchen a minute ago because I don't think he's gone to bed yet.
Oh, my God. Really? Rockstar hours, huh?
Rockstar hours for sure. Like,
good
we usually
him.
See him for the first time at dinner. And then, you know, I don't need any trouble. I'm just, you know, have a nice life, kid. This was the summer you were supposed to get a job. That didn't happen.
Oh, my God. All the people with their plans, right?
Oh, God. The plans are just... just garbage. They're just out the window.
You know what? We reported last week that some kids who finished high school this year are taking a gap year rather than go to college. And I was thinking, you could be 1 year ahead in school during a pandemic. Like, why wouldn't you? I would just go. Like, I mean, you know, you're going via computer, I guess. But why not use that year to get a leg up? And you can't travel anywhere anyway.
Right.
I mean,
your gap year is you at your house. I mean,
right. That's that. To me, the more I thought about that, the more I just went, that makes no sense. Mm. I would use this year to get as much done as possible while I'm trapped. Because the United States is on a no travel list for everywhere.
Yeah, we're not allowed to go anywhere. I mean, I suppose you could travel domestically, but, you know, to places where either everyone's locked down or it's a corona hotspot. I mean,
right.
There's no place to. I'm 100% with you. Like, this is, it's why musicians are cranking out records,
right?
You know, because no one can do anything, so they just, you sit home and you use your technology and you do your thing. Like I fully expect there to be a three album set coming out of that bedroom back there. You know,
I hope
in,
so.
In a day, I certainly hope so too. I hear him in there recording all the time, so who knows?
Good.
I know, it's exciting. If I ever got to hear any of it. Doesn't want to. Yeah, I'm like, you know, we're your cheerleaders, Sean. Well, I'd listen to anything you put out. No, sorry.
Soon enough, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's cooking. They're still cooking.
Maybe he'll take over the world at some point. It'd be great. Oh my God, if I could get those kids to pay rent, and everything would be changed. Anyway, so here we are. We're all caught up, and let's do a little bit of trash here. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. Catch a new episode today on radio.com. That's right. We're going to be virtually recording. Actually, we're really going to be recording while we look at each other virtually. No one's going to be in the same place. But he's going to tell the latest in the saga of all the crap that's going down with his son.
Mm.
Boy, that kid. We got some deaths, and they're in threes, so here we go. Regis Philbin passed away on Saturday. Regis, yeah. He looked good, too. I saw him just not that long ago on doing an interview with somebody, and he did look pretty good, 88 years old. Some reports are saying he died of heart disease, and he has had heart issues in the past, but his family said it was natural causes, which, I mean, at 88, I mean, your heart is one of the natural things.
Right, sure.
The family released a statement saying, "We're deeply saddened to share that our beloved Regis passed away 1 month shy of his 89th birthday. His family and friends are forever grateful for the time we got to spend with him. He had about a 60-year career starting in 61 when he hosted his first talk show, The Regis Philbin Show, on local TV in San Diego, Vinny."
That's right. I'm very familiar with this guy. He was also, I believe, local in L.A. for a minute. I don't know if it says that there, but...
Yeah, I don't have the full thing, but they're basically saying he's best remembered for Live with Regis and Kathy.
Of course.
And then later, Regis and Kelly.
And then, who wants to be a millionaire? Yeah, the guy, did I watch him? Absolutely not. Do I like him? I did. I liked him. I thought he was a very nice guy.
Nice
guy.
Yeah,
he was someone who went to work every day and did his thing and carved out a little spot for himself in the world, and I think that's great.
I want to say he holds a record for most live TV.
Oh, probably, right?
He
since
did
the 60s.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what the parameters of it are. But I want to say he holds a record. But he also hosted the first season of America's Got Talent. Obviously, all his peers are, you know, they're releasing statements. And one of them was from David Letterman, who he has a long history with.
Mm-hmm.
David said, Regis is in the same category as Johnny Carson. Superlative. He was on our show a million times. Always the best guest we ever had. Charming, lovable, and could take a punch. When he retired, I lost interest in television. I love him. Regis was over 150 times he was on The Late Show. He also hosted it in 2000 when Letterman was he went and got a heart bypass. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He got a quintuple bypass surgery. I didn't even know they had a quintuple.
Dave did.
And then later, Regis had one. And right. Letterman was his first guest when he returned to TV.
Oh, okay.
He also filled in for Dick Clark after Dick had a stroke on the Rockin' New Year's Rockin' Eve.
That sentence is rough.
Filled in for Dick.
What did Dick have?
Dick had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now. Boy, you and your dirty mind.
I'm not. You said it. I'm just sitting here.
No, uh-huh. He also...
It's not something to laugh about.
I love the way you frame me. That's unbelievable.
Frame you? You're insane.
Oh, you say something like that, and then you're like, I can't believe you thought that about it.
It didn't even occur to me.
Jesus.
You've been framed by yourself. You're booing yourself.
Yeah, right.
It's not my fault you keep framing yourself. Mind in the gutter. Another death that happened over the weekend.
Before you move on.
Oh, sure.
He got most hours on camera. The world record.
Oh, most hours on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes. That's...
Now kids are beating that record by the time they're 16. Too bad, Regis.
Yeah, sorry, but my kid lives on camera.
Yeah,
so,
what are you, nuts?
I mean, it's over. Does it have to be a TV camera, or can it just be my iPhone? Peter Green, who is an original member of Fleetwood Mac, died on Saturday at 73. It's kind of a tragic story, this guy. He's one of the founding members. In fact, I thought of him I thought of you, because your favorite Fleetwood Mac song, in fact, the only song.
This one.
This is Peter Green playing. You know what, though? Can you start this song at the beginning?
From the very beginning?
Yeah, very beginning. That lick is the... That's the part. That's the lick.
Right here?
This? Yeah.
Yes. What I love so about that in particular... Well, I like the lick and all that, too. And it's a funny song. Oh, well, my legs are skinny and my... Whatever. You can hear him playing. Like, you know, that's like modern recording is so clean that it doesn't even sound human made. This is clearly
right.
You
hear him, his fingers on those strings.
I mean,
it's and just the energy that's in that lick. I mean, I love that.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
Oh, so good. So that's a song called Oh Well, and he wrote a lot of their early hits. He left the band in 1970, which gives you an idea of how long Fleetwood Mac's been around. Because he really got into drugs, a lot of them psychedelic drugs, and he began to struggle at that point with some major mental issues. He was eventually diagnosed with schizophrenia, spent a ton of time in psychiatric hospitals. I don't know.
The old Sid Barrett story.
Yes. I don't know if it's because of experimentation with a ton of psychedelics or what it was. Or maybe he was bound to wind up there, but he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and left the band in 1970 due to that. I am not seeing a cause of death here, but at 73, it could have been any number of things.
Right.
And then at 104 years old, the last remaining star of Gone with the Wind and a founding... Where is it? There it is. Sorry. Read the wrong headline. Olivia de Havilland. She was she played Melanie on Gone with the Wind, she's like a cousin of the family, of the main family in there. She died at the incredible age of 104. She won two Oscars, one for a movie in 1946 called To Each His Own, the other for one in 1949 called The Heiress. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Gone with the Wind, but lost to her co-star, Hattie McDaniel, who I believe was the first black woman to ever win an Oscar. Olivia retired in the late 80s and lived in Paris. So for the last, she retired in the late 80s. I mean, she's still got, 30 plus more years of life. That's incredible.
That is a really long retirement.
Yeah. In 03, she was a presenter at the 75th Academy Awards and got a standing ovation. So there you go. Our deaths in threes today.
I think that's the concern for anybody, right, is that you retire and then outlive the money you've put aside. Yeah. I don't know that she did or didn't. I'm sure she made a ton of dough as an actress. But, yeah, you live to be 104. You hope that you saved enough.
Whew. Yeah. And just to quickly give you a couple things here, Mel Gibson was hospitalized for coronavirus back in April. Mm-hmm. So, and I hadn't heard that until I think I saw the story last week. And Doja Cat also got coronavirus. She was one of the early, that's BS. It's a stupid flu.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of people who've had to walk that back. As they or someone in their family is suffering from this after they said, oh, that is nothing. That's not a thing. There we go. There's a little Doja Cat for you. She contracted it months after she said she's not scared of the virus. She said, I got COVID. Honestly, I don't know how this happens, but I guess I ordered something off of Postmates and I don't know how, but I got it. She said she had a 4-day symptom freak out.
Postmates went, what the hell?
Yeah, do you have to throw us under the bus? Come on now. Yeah, no one knows how they got it. No one ever knows. So there you go.
So she's claiming she got it from handling a package, huh?
That's what she's saying. But
I don't believe that for a second. I bet she was out, especially if she was an early denier.
Right, exactly. Hello.
You know, one of the things that I don't care if you want to say this is a joke and it's a whatever. I don't care what you say, but I feel really bad for the people at stores that have to deal with you as you show up without your mask and they've got to throw you out and you got to make a scene and pull down your pants and go to number one in the store.
I know, or get into a fist fight with someone else.
Like, man, you don't have a right to go into stores and do whatever you want. They have the right to throw you out is more important.
Yep. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Right.
All right, Vincent, what is coming up in our first look at the news?
Well, I got a 3-way in the news to get us started today. Also, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.